Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Global Village Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Tonight, from Nashville, Tennessee, special guest Marietta Carter, a 30-year veteran as a change agent in social consciousness and welfare, and a spiritual practitioner of the Science of Mind principles, assisting society to get in touch with the one source that beckons us all. Marietta Carter is working to change lives and allow us to have the abundance we want and love. Now, here's our host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It's a pleasure to have Marietta back with us this evening. We're going to find out more about the Center for Spiritual Learning and what she is doing there as a RSCP is the title, I think, as a counselor, a changed sort of practice in your life to be a better spiritual person. I guess you could say, yeah, this woman is a very talented lady. She's been here in the field for more than 30 years, and she is basically somebody who's very well skilled in helping to, put a height of spiritual consciousness and a deeper understanding of the spiritual nature of life. And her personal relationship with the divine is a prerequisite or is prominent. She's a licensed spiritual practitioner and trained in the study of what is known as the science of mind and sort of the science and the skill of spiritual mind treatment, which is also known as affirmative prayer. It's a pleasure to have Marietta back again. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you were able to join us here tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Douglas. Thanks for reaching out. It's my pleasure.
Well, tell us a little bit about what goes on at the center. It's a very large organization for those people who might be just tuning in or might not be familiar. So tell us a little bit about what the center is about.
Sure. We're an international organization. We have around 400 or so centers, and our main office is in Golden, Colorado. We have a path to become a minister that starts off with 2 years of kind of like undergraduate or classes to 2 years to be a practitioner to after completion another 3 years or so to become to be on the minister track. And so I say that because we're currently looking for a senior minister to lead our center. And that has been, that's been an interesting process. It's interesting to see globally just the change that is going on in a lot of traditional churches. Ours is not. Ours is considered a new thought, or we are a new thought centered. But to know that a lot of ministers or such are probably leaving more of the pulpit. They're going for an online presence. They're going for just a different kind of focused ministry than perhaps leading a community or congregation. And so our after much patience, after much practice in visioning and visioning processes, we recently had a minister that we thought might be a good fit for our center. And after he came up to meet our community, and we had a coffee house, we had music, we had private sessions, we had breakout sessions, Q&A sessions. It was rather apparent that he was not a great fit for our community, and he ended up withdrawing his application. So a lot of good, just a lot of good insight was had from that, and it was kind of interesting. That is just my little two-year-old in the background. But a lot of people had fear about how the process would unfold, and you know, really, I feel like I was one who stayed firm in the belief and in the knowingness that we've always treated for the highest and best. I've always treated for the highest and best, and so it was interesting to see people somewhat fearful of if we're going to have the right choice, if that's going to be made, without knowing that Spirit always gives you what if you're open to and you're receptive to the answer, then Spirit always gives you what you've been treating for. And in this case, it was for a minister with a perfect fit for our community. So,
one will show up. They always do.
Yeah.
And when you ask for a perfect fit, I always say near perfect, because you know, only God is perfect. And you're never going to get a perfect fit. You're always going to be somebody with a little bit difference. And I've encountered that many times in my life. I sense a little bit of disappointment in your voice, Marietta, but I want to encourage you. Usually what you want is right in front of you, but you can't see it. So my feeling is that, things are going to be, I can see hills going up and down and then a smooth, sandy track in front. So just a little teeny tiny bit down the path from here, and everything's going to work out perfectly. I think the idea is that it's not just, if you agree with me, it's not just the organization, it's the way the world is. There's so much chaos out here, and people don't seem to be able to find their way. And it's sort of my purpose to kind of be a sign, a post, if you will, sort of directing people in the right way, sort of heading them in the right way. And the one thing I've come to learn over the last while is, as my mentor once told me, that my spiritual lesson in life would be to learn patience, to which I replied, how long will it take?
Yeah, so, exactly, right.
So this is going to...
I've quit praying for patience because, you know, what happens is that when we pray for something, Spirit gives you many opportunities to practice that, what you say you're seeking. So,
you're very wise.
If you
pray for patience, the nature sends you things to try your patience.
Right.
If you pray for strength, you get problems and challenges, you know. So I tell people in my ministry, you know, don't pray for things, you know, like if you want to be wise, you're going to meet a lot of dumb people in your life who are going to, you know, you're going to have to figure it out to be wise. So be careful. I know that in your philosophy, we've talked before, and you're a delightful lady to be on. We are talking very much similar in the same beliefs or the same manners. And I find that truth is always the same. It's like cliches in different languages. The words are different, but the cliches are the same. And I think that's in the way of the spiritual understanding. That's what's going on, at least with you and I. And with a huge organization that you belong to find that right person or that leader It's a matter of just saying, okay, God, you know, it's up to you. You know, we're just the custodians here. You're the boss. Send that person to us. And when the person arrives. But I got a feeling things are going to work out much quicker. Not to because the day and the time is so trying. With you know, here we are with the Euphrates River drying up in Africa, which is a sign of the beginning of the four horsemen. To all the circumstances that are going on, your organization is needed. I mean, tell us a little bit about what you provide as a practitioner to people. It's an interesting title that you have. When people call you up, and we encourage the audience, please call in if you'd like to talk to Marietta. The number is 718-766-4421. We have 3 or 4 people in the queue already, but please call in 718-766-4421, and you'll have this wonderful opportunity to talk to a very talented lady, Marietta Carter. So when people call you up, what exactly are they looking for, and what do you provide?
What they are looking for, I would think that people are all, what's a common thing? People are always looking for love. They're looking for acceptance. They're looking for peace. They're looking for those God qualities of the peace, the love, the joy. And it's traditionally something that while they're seeking it, it is something that is unlike that they are they're consumed, or they are fearful, or they are in doubt, or they have something that is not quite, that is very much man-made. It is not a what I call a God quality. So when you say something like, when you also labeled, and I do go by the title of a practitioner, and that's in part because Ernest Holmes was the founder of our organization. And it's a science. You know, there's nothing. It's like gravity. You know, there's you hold you know, a pan up in your hand, and you drop it, and what happens? The pan falls to the floor, and that's gravity. And so that's in a way just a simple of science. So when Ernest Holmes started looking at how spirit works, and what we traditionally had been raised in was having a go-between us and spirit, whether, you know, some kind of religious figure or such. And he realized it wasn't just him, but he took the teachings of the seven major religions. And there was this common denominator and common thread through it all. So I think what you were saying just a little while ago, Doug, we may have different kind of terminologies, but we're kind of, you know, those of us who are have spirit first and foremost and know what that truly is in our heart. And that's when that source, that drive within us, that something that when, you know, we go out to the beach, or when we are doing something exhilarating, something that just, you know, just like we have those wow moments in life. And where does that wow moment come from? But it comes from, you know, that innerness within us. And, you know, that innerness and that knowingness is quite always there. So when people call me, they are seeking that innerness. They are seeking that calmness. They are seeking that satisfies their soul. They're doing something's going on in their life that they're just kind of what we call they're just kind of missing the target, so to speak. And so what I try to assist with people doing is that I'm not trying to it's silly. We're not ever trying to change God's mind about anything. I think spirit wants the highest and best for everyone. what my role is trying to get people in line with the flow of God and the flow of Spirit. And so when things aren't really kind of, you know, right, so to speak, or they're not getting the results that they think that they want, or they have, you know, once again, this fear, it is looking at why do they have those kind of feelings, but it is ultimately aligning themselves with the flow of to Spirit. So that's what I do. And I do that through, I call it affirmative prayer. Call it spiritual mind treatment. There is a particular way and a path to do that. And so it's real easy because I don't get caught up into people's stories. And where my heart can go out to people who have, you know, tragedies or such, I know the truth. I know the truth. I know that about myself. I know that I'm a very powerful woman, and I know that everybody who is listening to this is also a very powerful person. You know, they may not have tapped into their power or their understanding of how this works, but so I can know the truth about anybody who comes. And so when I treat, I treat for the highest and best. I treat for knowing that there's resolution to what they're, of why they came seeking help.
I'm sure when people get to a crossroads in their life, the natural thing to do is to reach out to someone who might be able to guide them, correct any errors they might be making, point out some areas where they might want to redirect themselves. You know, I see that you believe in the truth, in finding the truth through intuitive and spiritual nature, and that anyone can become a revealer of the truth who lives in close contact with the indwelling God, or the God within, I would gather, and that the universal spirit, which is God, operates through a universal mind, which is the law of God or the laws of God. And I think, you know, from what you're telling me, you've got 30 years of experience in your bio. You've seen a lot, and people coming to you, certainly who are a little further behind on the path, would seek your wisdom on how to handle things. And you provide, I guess, that guidance and with all that experience to try to get them back on the path, get them, you know, over the hardships or difficulty or challenges, which, by the way, are God-made, in my opinion anyway, to get you to where you're supposed to go as somebody on the path. But as you surround yourself with these, let's say, lessons or abilities, when someone comes to you, you can give them these insights, I guess, from that spiritual knowledge and get to the truth, so they can, once they find out the truth of a situation or an issue in themselves, that they can get some help, or they can, you know, deal with whatever is in front of them. You find that it's easy when people know what the situation is, that they then will know how to handle it with your direction or perhaps suggestions.
I think first and foremost, I think that to be clear, I think that we are co-creators of our life with Spirit. So wherever we find ourselves, that there's only really one source to look at, and you can find that source if you go into your bathroom and you look in your bathroom mirror. We take responsibility for what happened and where we are in our life, and so from that point, it is sure addressing. Knowing what it is, it's affirming. I have a lot of affirmations because it is something that you have to embody. It's not just something that you say and that you go on, or you think somebody is going to say a prayer, or they're going to wave a wand, or they're going to blow some dust, or they're going to give you some kind of medication or such, and that's just going to miraculously make everything better. No, this is where it's an active process with the client, or with, as Ernest Holmes would say, he would call people patients, because it was always very much of a scientific study, and that was the lingo that was brought up in the 1920s. It was very much of a professional, and there was a practitioner per se, and then the client was the patient. And so anyway, fast forward, culture does change. We change with it. Ernest Holmes definitely believed that he was opened at the top. And so the more as we learn, things do change. Our terminology of what Ernest Holmes used in 1920, our terminology has somewhat changed. I think I forgot your question, Doug. Be right up front, but
yeah, I think I do know
that we are co-creators of our life, and that's the part. And I do know that in order to do this, I'm not saying that it couldn't happen. Somebody couldn't, with full heart, earnest, have an affirmation, say a prayer, and it not. And that wouldn't happen. I'm not here to judge that, but I know that call it like race mind, that it's not has to do with the color of your skin, but it's how we were so brought up. Okay. But there's so many things that we've already changed. We've already programmed our mind into thinking how the outcome is, and so what we do at this stage is kind of do a reverse. We try to address these kind of concepts that aren't beneficial, and a lot of it has to do with a lot of fears. We're not good enough. We're not loved. We're not loving. We're doomed to be poor. We are not smart enough, and that's just not true, because we are all made of the same stuff that this whole universe was made of. And yeah, I could kind of just go on about this, so please.
No, it's very interesting. I'm looking at your our principles page, and I found everything on your principles page certainly in harmony with the way I believe. Our destiny. Yeah. Is that you believe in the soul or spirit and our destiny, and we understand that the life, all of our life, is all in God, so to speak. And I think when people begin to look at situations where they're having difficulty, it needs somebody like yourself to point out there is a purpose that you're having this situation. Let's look at what you're learning, and here's how I can help you, show you what's going on.
Yes, right.
Okay.
It's not about, it's wonderful if we could even put this whole judgment, and I don't know how many times I hear people, I'm not judging, and it's like, okay, well, you call it what you want to call it, but, and people will say, it's discernment, or it's okay, but if it's not serving you to reach your highest and best, and which is love. I mean, love is the highest goal of, I think that that golden rule of just, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or love your neighbor as yourself. If we all truly believed in that, what a wonderful world. And so our mission at my center the organization that I'm a part of is creating a world that works for everyone.
And so it should. The website is csinashville.org.
Right.
CSL.org.
No, CSL. CSL Nashville.
Okay, sorry, I'm reading this wrong. CSL.
CSL. Uh-huh, yeah. It stands for the Centers for Spiritual Living Nashville. So CSL Nashville, NASHVILLE.org. And, yeah, we're in Tennessee. And it was interesting, Douglas, when you're talking about just this kind of consciousness and just what's kind of amok that seems to be going on in the world, and heard about applicants or people who might be interested in coming to Tennessee. And then if you don't know, which you hopefully you don't, but Nashville made or Tennessee made headlines this year for just various strong political stances, and so I think people assumed that that we were very staunch in our whole state was that way. I think where Nashville is, we are to me is a beacon of light. We are in a more a progressive or liberal community that is in a state that's extremely conservative.
I would agree with that. The Haas Satan is out there trying to hold back organizations and individuals who are at this point in time, yourself included, attempting to bring some light into the world and into the circumstances. So whenever the microscope of attention is focused on a location or a state, and you can see controversial or things that don't make sense, or they go against the grain of cooperation, the golden rule, if you will, that to me is the beginning of awareness. It's the beginning of the spiritual battle, if you want to call it, pushing back the darkness, the light's coming forward. And, you know, I think Tennessee has, you know, jumped off the map at some of the things that have come out that were sort of like, we're this way or that way. And then the movement after was a spiritual movement. So I would think that the focus on Tennessee now is very, very positive.
Thank you. I see, you know, it's, people say history repeats itself, so kind of say that we have, we do not have a senior minister at our center right now. We have four main speakers who all have a ministerial background and a New Thought background, and one who spoke this last Sunday, who is quite a regular, talked about coming together with a whole host of pretty much mainstream religious ministers recently for a festival, per se. And I think that what a takeaway that I got from his speech was that just looking at how far some of our philosophies or some of really our ministers have taken people to them now saying, oh, we need to look at our path. And so it's wonderful, I think, when people that have such influence over such a great many other people can stand up and say, we need to look at what we are with the message that we're giving. And so I hope that with that means that there is once again a more, a message of more acceptance, a message of more diversity, a message of love, a message of inclusion, and not trying to
separate,
push aside those that are different than us.
Yep, that's my philosophy. My ministry has always been one of inclusion, because when you practice separation, what you do is you separate the rich from the poor, or the poor from the rich. And any kind of separation is what I would call evil, evil meaning the lack of love or the absence of love. And so in order to have inclusion, then all the other spiritual gifts of, you know, cooperation with people, the religious tolerance, the golden rule, all those wonderful things that are in the spiritual world, including therapeutic touch, Reiki, spiritual healing, virtue healing, as we call it, it all comes together. And that's what being passed is all about. We're going to take a short break. Anybody who wants to talk to this wonderful lady, Margarita, Marietta, I should say, please call 718-766-4421. We have some people standing by in the queue. I think we'd like to talk with you, Marietta. We'll take a short break. Be right back after this.
One of the most poignant topics of discussion in today's world is the evidence of earthly changes and what began as what the media called global warming. Did you know our Global Village host wrote the most detailed predictive book about the future of our planet? The New Earth is a book that drills down to specific events, many of which have already come true, but much more than severe weather patterns, seismic eruptions, the New Earth tells us how to prepare and understand how societies and governments will be forced to accommodate these future events. Originally published as The New Renaissance, the updated manuscript is one of Dr. Douglas Cottrell's best-selling books. Pole shift, coastal and inland changes, volcanoes and earthquakes, rising temperatures, specific landmass changes, healing our emotional health during these changes, and so much more. Go to DouglasJamesCottrellStore.com. That's DouglasJamesCottrellStore.com for immediate access to your printed copy of The New Earth.
Who is God?
What's my purpose?
What do my dreams mean?
What are miracles?
What are spiritual abilities?
Was I in a past life?
Who is my soulmate?
What is meditation?
Are your thoughts racing around on what life is or how to live it? Slow down. Find answers in Dr. Douglas James Cottrell's book, Secrets of Life, now available at DouglasJamesCottrellStore.com or Amazon.
Every so often, an individual appears who can demonstrate the ability to access the dimension known as the Akashic Field. Dr. Douglas James Cottrell is one such individual. The field is like a celestial library of all our thoughts and actions. Since the dawn of time, science is demonstrating that through this energetic field, our minds are connected to one another, despite our perception that we're all separate. This is why the great religions of the world teach respect, compassion, and tolerance. They depict the field as the book of life, the source of inventions, inspiration, and insight. In the book, Conversations with the Akashic Field, Dr. Cottrell offers you practical advice from the Akashic Field so you may live a life of peace and prosperity. Go to DouglasJamesCottrell.com and click on Shop. There you'll find books, meditation, and other spiritual advancement materials. Welcome back to the Global Village Radio Show. With space exploration growing in the news, including the Artemis 1 rocket soon to orbit the moon, we're focusing on the story of Boriska Kiprianovich's recall of a previous...
We understand people may have strong opinions that are different than our own. So join us and call in with questions and comments as we attempt to explore the unlimited human consciousness.
Welcome back to the Global Village. Tonight's guest on the Global Village is Marietta Carter, a Center for Spiritual Living practitioner known nationally as CSLN. Marietta has given her life to working with her church community to study and become a practitioner through the principles of the Science of Mind teachings. We're taking your calls at 718-766-4421. That's 718-766-4421. We're having some technical difficulties tonight, and we will take your calls directly as Dr. Douglas talks to Marietta Carter.
Welcome back, everyone. It's a pleasure to have Marietta here. She's a delightful lady, a very wise and experienced spiritual sojourner, as you can discern from her words and her wisdom tonight. We have some people standing by in the queue to talk to you. Marietta, would you mind talking to some of our people that might have a question or two for you tonight? Maybe we ought to turn on Marietta's microphone. There we go. One of those glitches, one of those munchies.
That's an excellent idea. Wow.
There we go.
So we're having some technical difficulties tonight. Douglas, we're going to have to go directly to our callers and just field their question live.
Okay, no worry. I know that the platform that we're broadcasting here worldwide, we got a notice just before we went on air, and I mentioned to call Marietta that there was some upgrades. Of course, they didn't give us any advance warning before showtime, so it's well understood. Paul is producing the show tonight, and he's doing a wonderful job under such circumstances. But so Marietta, we'll kind of roll the dice with some people who want to ask you a question or so. But just before we do that, you know, the idea is that you've dedicated your life to this organization, and it is a huge organization internationally. Just for my own curiosity, do these centers around the world communicate as a one body? Do they all listen to the minister, or do they operate sort of independently yet together?
They all operate independently. The home office, there's certain that we all endorse. We all have the same principles that we endorse. I think you made reference that maybe you've looked at those, but and we will have, and there are workshops or convention or conferences or such. There's a conference in Monterey, California, just next month that. So it's an opportunity for like-minded people. You don't have to be a member in this organization to attend, but there are opportunities to hear, you know, just gifted speakers. But each center, what you were saying, like my center acts very independently. And on the West Coast, there are a lot more of the centers for spiritual living, much more prevalent than there are in on the East Coast. But they're throughout. They're sprinkled in Canada and South America and really all over the world.
Yes. Well, it's for anybody. I'll get you to say the website again so I don't mix it up. But
if
you want to know more about this organization, go to this website. Go ahead.
My website or the community that I'm a part of is cslnashville.org. And if you look at cslnashville.org, at the far right of the screen, you'll see a tab that says more. And if you hit that more, you will see practitioners. And you will see like 10 or so practitioners. I'm one that's listed up underneath there. You can, I encourage anybody, they can for some kind of validity or such, they can go to that website and they can click on my picture and they can send me a prayer request and I will get back with them if they choose to give me their email address.
So they should email you actually.
Uh-huh.
Right? And that's marietta.l.carter@gmail.com. We're going to say that again, and you can get a hold of Marietta by sending an email. And as you just heard of this very generous offer to assist you with a prayer request. So go to that website. You'll see a lovely lady on the website. You'll see a lot of information about this worldwide international organization, and in particular, where Marietta calls home. So with that, we'll take a few calls. If you like, Marietta, we'll kind of roll the dice here. Paul, did you want me to sort of pick the buttons here, or?
Well, I can do that. We've got someone in the 773 area code. Hello, you're on the air with Dr. Douglas and Marietta Carter. Hello.
Yes, this is Carol from Chicago.
Hello,
Carol. Hey, Carol.
Yes, I wanted to ask you: are you clairvoyant?
No, I don't label myself as that.
What would you label yourself as?
I do label myself as one who is enlightened, that is somebody that knows truth, but that's just not the terminology that I use.
So let me ask you a question. Have you ever refused a client? If so, why?
No, I've never refused a client. I have had clients that after mutual agreement that we have met several times and there doesn't appear to be movement forward or a resolution, or it is my philosophy, Carol, is that you treat and you move your feet. So I think that it takes responsibility on the person who is seeking assistance for them to do their part and so upon mutual agreement, we may not continue forward together, but I never refused a client. If you'd like to be a client, you can call me. You can get in touch with me on the website that Dr. Douglas said, or really visit at cslnashville.org and look me up on that and shoot me an email that way, and I'll get back in touch with you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Carol. Thanks for being on the show tonight. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
Thank you,
okay.
Carol.
And where are we going to go next, Paul?
Trying to keep my microphone on, Douglas.
That's okay.
Trying to keep my microphone on. I want to remind all of our callers that are waiting in the queue that we will get to everybody. We just can't take your calls off the air. We're going to the 914. And if you could turn your radio or phone down, please. The 914 area code.
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. It's Catherine from New York.
Good evening, Catherine.
Okay.
Do you have a question for our guest tonight?
Yeah, are you taking prayer requests this evening? Is that what I gathered?
What does she call us?
I call myself a practitioner. And Catherine, I will take a prayer request, but what I would ask for is for you to reach out to me. I don't.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay with you?
Oh, certainly, yes.
Okay. Again,
so,
it's marietta.l.carter@gmail.com. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I wanted to say I thought it was beautiful. What you were saying about stopping to recognize the lesson and what you're going through. So I just wanted to thank you for that as well.
I look
yes,
forward to hearing from
you,
Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you so much. Much love and blessings. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. And Douglas, I'm sorry. Go right ahead. We've got a call in the 773 area code here. But go right ahead.
No, I was just going to say, People are calling 773-208-917-914. A couple people listening, Marietta. Sometimes people just call the show and they listen in on their phones. So that's why we haven't got a chance to basically preview them. So that's what Paul was saying. So a few people are listening, but for people who want to ask the question, the number is 718-766-4421. Now, Carol was asking if you were clairvoyant. I think the proper title is you're a licensed spiritual practitioner, and I would guess that might sort of give anybody this who wants to put a label or a title on what you do. But, you know, I agree with you. Titles aren't that important. It's more like so that the general public will know what you do, so that there's some transparency or clarity. Again, the organization comes from a historical point of view where terms and you know, things were very important, I guess, to separate the actual practices of the organization. So, you know, the idea that I understand there's intuition involved and the spirit always has the spiritual gifts. And I think that might be where some clarity might be. So would you say that you use your intuition along with the spiritual abilities that are gifts that you have? Is that a fair question, Marietta?
Oh, I'm sure that's a fair question. My intuition, I allow spirit to work through me, and I once again, so the clairvoyance, I'll just put that aside. I can know the truth about somebody. So if that's intuition, I think that that's my connection with spirit working through me. And so I don't see it as intuition as much as I see it as spirit.
Right, sort of a spiritual knowledge gained from the spiritual gifts or abilities that recounted in, you know, like the Book of Corinthians and things like that. So I agree that knowledge, that knowing, a.k.a. wisdom,
right.
easily developed. It takes, as you have spent a lot of time working with people, it takes that time. So for clarification,
a lot of time.
Yeah, you know, I hope you don't mind me when your original founder, you called the people patients. I was thinking that's a really neat term because you have people coming, but you have to be very patient with people to develop. But it was an inside joke in myself, sort of play on words, and I thought, wow, that was really clever. But anyway, to be patient is, as I said, that's what I'm supposed to be learning for my lifelong lesson. And I'm still learning it. And I'm still sometimes impatient. But, you know, through patience, you possess your soul. You have your peace. And the most important thing, in my opinion, is to have peace. And the thing that's costly in your life is time. So not to waste time because we don't have a lot. But anyway, that's my two cents worth, and I know we have some synergy going, Marietta, with the things we believe here. But let's go back to the phone and see who we've got in the 208 area code.
Yes, Douglas, we're connected to the 208 area code. Are you calling to talk to Dr. Douglas and Marietta?
Well, I was having trouble with the internet, but yes.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Michael from Idaho.
Hi, Michael.
Good day.
You have a question?
Hi, Michael.
Go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to know if she ever encounters individuals who deal with various entities, manifestations, or influences that disrupt their living or spiritual path.
Sure. I've Yes. Without going in or going in to, you know, I've worked with all kinds of people from all walks of life who have all kinds of perhaps even medical diagnoses or who are on a different spiritual kind of trajectory than myself or who came from a different religion than myself. So there's always there's always unique and personal aspects that people bring to a session. Is that what you wanted to know, Michael? Is there something specific?
Yes, that's sort of like what I'm talking about. You know, Douglas was talking earlier about the various types of chaos happening in the world and growing. And I don't meet very many people around this area that talk about it, but I hear other people from further distances, many, many miles, hundreds of miles actually, and they talk about experiencing things that I used to dream about, you know, things I deal with myself, various types of entities that are very negative, but it's similar to the dreams I had years ago where there would be the kind of like a tornado action in the sky of the clouds, like a tornado's forming. But instead of a tornado coming down, there would be like these dark race spirits, sort of like what you'd see on a cartoon with a tail. And they would fly down and then, say, about 2-3 feet off the ground, they would go searching for trouble or humans or whatever. And the second one I had about maybe 10 years after that one, or maybe, yeah, there was this huge, what I thought was a huge storm off in the distance coming from the east. And then the closer it got, the more it looked like the same types of entities that were just kind of, there were so many that it formed like this wall of darkness. And that sort of led to what I was feeling these days, as there's something very negative out there that's influencing everyone and everything in a not so positive way. And I'm just curious if you've ever met anybody with that sort of experience.
I've met people who have had, I suppose, similar thoughts or similar stories that that you're saying, Michael. I think what I would really talk about with you is what is going on in your life, what has gone on, why these thoughts are coming to your mind, what would you like to replace it with? Because I think that the spirit of love and the spirit of God is first cause. I think that I know that this first cause is what created everything. And so I don't believe in a duality. And so I would think that anything that appears to be unlike that first cause would actually be man-made and not spirit-made.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would address the why we would embrace the thoughts or the illusions of something that was basically man-made, and I would assist in going to something that's more spirit-based.
Yeah, sometimes I question, you know, and I do, I search intuitively for the origination of various influences that come my way. And some of them are a great distance, you know, above and on the ground, and some below. And some of them are man-made. Human emotions is a good way to put it, because I can feel, you know, various individuals with their own sort of intentions one way or the other. And oftentimes I have to deal with that as well.
Right, and I'm going to tell you, Michael, if you're dealing with that, if you're seeking that, if you're trying to understand that, and so you've turned to that, and you're trying to make sense out of what is this, then the more you turn to that, the more that's going to appear with you, and the more that you're probably that's going to be present in your life and are in your thoughts. And so part of my treatment and part of what I do is to it's to turn away from that, because what you concentrate on is something that is what you feed. So if that's what you feed, that's what you concentrate on, then that's going to become, that's going to grow, and that's going to become more real. And if that makes you happy, then, you know, more power to you. But what I'm hearing is that that's causing you discomfort. And so I would encourage to turn a different way and to look at the beauty of and concentrate more of love and goodness and peace and these, once again, these God qualities, because it's kind of like when you go into a dark room and the whole room, you know, you go into a cave and the whole cave is just, you know, pitch black. It's dark, right? But if you struck a match or if you flicked on a flashlight, you know, all that darkness dissipates. All the darkness just disappears because light
right.
comes forward. And so when part of what I do is to allow the light to come through, you know, it's not to say we live in a world of choice. We live in a, and I think that, you know, spirit put us here so we would have the whole spectrum experiences. And I find that, that it's best to turn towards the light. And so probably, Michael, what would do would be to, hey, let's see how you can turn towards the light and why. And so if it's kind of like when you're meditating, or I don't know if you've ever tried that discipline and modality of doing that. And people are like, oh, I don't know how to meditate. How do you meditate? You know, I start meditating and these thoughts come into my mind. And, you know, I just say, it's okay. Thoughts come in. You know, as soon as those thoughts come in, they just they're just like clouds. Just let them just you know, float on by. And so, and I'm not trying to do a treatment or a session right now with you, Michael. I'm just trying to give you kind of an overview of things, and I think that. So I think when you experience these kind of thoughts, it's because we are very powerful beings that we have a whole spectrum of thoughts in our mind. And so what I help people do is to concentrate on and to embrace the light and to embrace the love and to embrace spirit. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I can get into a pretty good state of meditation in a matter of a few minutes. And the energy can really be intense and expand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting and it feels like I'm in the center of the sun with so much energy surrounding me. And the birds outside are gathering in the tree more and having a wonderful day like it's spring. And sometimes they'll even fly into the window thinking, oh, I got to be part of that light. I used to get really deep into meditation, and I found a lot of answers that way. And I used to be able to share all the answers I received, but kind of slowed down because not many people were ready and open enough to accept a lot of things of a spiritual nature that I had to share.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for the call, Michael. It's very, very nice of you to call. We have to take a short break here right now. We'll be right back after this. Stand by, Michael.
Thanks,
we'll be right back after this.
For many years, clairvoyant seers have had the ability to peer into the Akashic field and see the library of information for every thought, deed, and action of souls living on the physical earth plane. One of four such individuals, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, trained under the direction of Ross Peterson, who, just like Edgar Cayce, was able to diagnose and provide guidance for physical and other problems encountered in daily life. One of Douglas's many books, The Complete New Age Health Guide, is a plentiful resource from thousands of clairvoyant readings. You'll learn how thought, emotion, and attitude influence your physical health, keys to anti-aging, the simple ways to a good life and diet, and so much more. Take a look at the New Age Health Guide. On sale now at DouglasJamesCottrell.com.
Getting beaten up in life? Reading Conversations with the Akashic Field by Dr. Douglas James Cottrell coaches you through methods of battling fear and self-doubt to gain the spiritual strength you need for defense and stamina. Tapping into an ever-present source to help you win today. Visit DouglasJamesCottrellStore.com or Amazon today for Conversations with the Akashic Field.
Did you know that Dr. Douglas Cottrell has several other weekly channels where you can participate? Check out his Sunday International Spiritual Healing Service on Zoom, plus a Wednesday night Zoom community gathering. And you might also enjoy the Wake Up podcast exploring human consciousness, awareness, and intuition with Dr. Douglas and co-host Les Hubert. Just go to DouglasJamesCottrell.com and message us on the contact page to add your name to the Zoom links of your choice. We're so glad you tuned in tonight to the Global Village Radio Show with Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. We'll be back in just a few moments. And we are back. You're listening to The Global Village with Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, co-host Doug Bentley, and special guest Marietta Carter. And now back to Dr. Douglas.
Again, everyone, I encourage you to keep in contact with Marietta. Her email address is marietta.l.carter@gmail.com. And we're going to be giving out her website a little more in the program. Please feel free to have a look at this amazing lady who has dedicated her life to the betterment of all. She's a practitioner. She has spent 30 years as a change agent in social consciousness and welfare. And when she first learned about the science of mind principles, it empowered her in a more deeply way than she had ever known before. And as a practitioner, she is here to assist you in being the change agent in your life and getting your heart's desire. Please go to the website and have a look at all the amazing people that are involved in this center, but in particular, marietta.l.carter@gmail.com is how to get a hold of her tonight. So, Marietta, we have a few more people waiting in the queue. Would you like to stay on a little extra time and talk to these wonderful people?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Dr. Douglas. It's been a delight.
Well, we're going across the country. We've been to New York, to California, to Idaho, to Tennessee. Bye. And here we are in Canada. So and the people, by the way, I want to welcome the people tomorrow who will be listening to the show in their own time zone in the archive version. Welcome to the show. Please send us your email suggestions or information if you like. And again, I suggest you call or contact Marietta from wherever you are in the world. She'll be more than pleased to hear from you. So. What you were going to say, Marietta?
Oh, no, this is, it's always a delight to connect with you, Dr. Douglas. It's, you know, I know you're, I know you never stop. You're a very active man. I bet you're writing another book right now. And, you know, yep. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to bring all these kind of different minds, but yet are all a part of the one mind together, and for us to just to share and to connect and to know that there is this community that is much larger than, you know, somebody that lives next door to one of us, that this is a global community. So I thank you for allowing me the privilege to come on tonight, and thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're one of us, so to speak, one of those light workers, somebody that's dedicated her life to helping people. Most importantly, to your being on the path to enlightenment and discovering the spiritual principles or laws that never, ever change. They are consistent, yeah. You know, and it's just having you on the show tonight is another example of just how similar we are. You know, we're all on the same path individually, but together. And I think if we start to look at it that way, then we can break down those weaknesses in character and put a little yes. more light in that cave, get a little more candles in there, get that light shining.
Yeah.
So it's a pleasure.
It was
to have
kind
you
of funny if I could great. Tell a little side if I can tell a little side story on that. I had a student. Who asked me to write a letter of recommendation, and it was to a Christian university. We have several in the Nashville area, and so she was a Muslim young lady. She wore hijab all the time, and she was very faithful and prayer and her. And her lifestyle and part of this university that they would have to take Bible study, and one of the questions that I had to fill out was, you know, did I think that this young lady exemplify the examples of Christianity? And I thought, this young lady, from what I know, and she was of Muslim background once again, I thought that she displayed a lot of Christian characteristics, more so than people that I saw that identified themselves as Christian. So, you know, I just think that we're just all one, you know, and that's my point of telling that story.
Well, I agree with that. I've read the Quran. I've read the Gita. I've read the Torah. I've read other spiritual books. As a Christian myself, as a practical Christian and believer, it's important to look at the world's great religions because God created them all. God created everything.
Right.
Heavens and
right.
And so in reading the Quran, I found that there are stories about the family, Mother Mary, the Jesus or Yeshua, the Savior. We look at a lot of information and the spiritual principles of as Jesus, who was a practicing Jew, came into the world to teach this new law of compassion, if you will. And holy moly, the Muslim religion points of view, and I'm not trying to say any particular book, you're absolutely right. The people of these other religions practice the golden rule, and if you're practicing the golden rule, well, you're practicing what Christianity is all about from our perspective, which is inclusion. Right?
You're right.
A very, very wise story.
Yeah. So don't want to upset anybody, but it's just kind of like you, those words sometimes and those terminologies, I think they turn people off just to understand what's the meaning, what's the practice, what's your life, how do you live, you know, what is your belief? And when I see that it is based really on love, when I see that it's giving compassion, when I know that you can give empathy and you can be sympathetic, when, just how rich that makes that, you know, people are drawn to those kind of people. What kind of, you know, what a wonderful, those are the kind of leaders that I want in my world. You know, I don't, those are the ones ones that are a part of the, you know, the old saying, those that are a part of the solution and not a part of the problem, you know?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, this is what this time of chaos, this teaching or testing time, this time that is the beginning of the Four Horsemen being released in the good books all about. The intention, in my humble view, is to get the word out to all the world that the first horseman, the white horse, represents, to get the word out to everyone in the world so that the second horse, the red one, can be stopped, which is the horse of war. And if we can stop the second one, then pestilence, the pale horse, and death, the dark horse, can be stopped. So I think it's important not to see the story of the Four Horsemen as horrific, but as an opportunity to spread the word out there, God's word, the spiritual laws, and to have this all-inclusionary singleness of purpose, that where you find love, you find God. Where you don't find love, you don't find God, you find evil, evil meaning the absence of love. So choose love. And love is just simply being nice, being compassionate, and seeing the value in somebody else, like from a different culture, a different religion. But you know, Marietta, in order for you to see that in somebody else, you have that within yourself. I kind of believe that we see another is what we see in ourselves. So your revelation of being this person is a revelation of what's inside you. It's kind of a nice thing to see it that way.
Right. And so, you know, anybody that's listening right now, that I would just encourage that as we go forth in the day, and with the first thing that you're going to see in the morning is yourself in the morning, it probably in the bathroom in the morning, and you look at that and you see yourself and you say, I honor you and I bless you, you know, and that I love you and that you love that. And when you go out, you just send blessings to people that you see along. You know, you don't have to say anything. You just send that out. And so you start that vibration and of that oneness of love, and that and I firmly believe, I know that it's contagious. That, you know, what it breathes, it the light always shines. The light will always dissipate the darkness. It will always do that. So when you're saying that we spread the word, everybody's listening. We all spread the word. We all come from love. Wherever you are, however you are, wherever your mindset is, wherever your knowledge is, I've had years, you've had many years, you know, but that doesn't mean that somebody's just starting on this journey. Just start it. Just start your journey, you know. Just do it.
I would add to that, we're already on the journey. It helps if you wake up and realize you're on the journey. It kind of makes it easier. But anyway, we have some more callers. And, Well, let's get to callers. We have another 15 or 20 minutes in the show.
Yes, okay. Douglas. Just want to remind everyone tonight that we're coming to you direct without talking to you and putting you on hold to wait for your turn. We're having some, we have a little software upgrade and it's caused a few little issues. We're going right now to the 917 area code. Hello, you are on the air. Are you calling to talk to Dr. Douglas and Marietta Carter, or are you just listening? We have callers who sometimes just call in and they're able to just listen by sitting on hold. And if that's the case, we will go on to...
Speak up if you'd like to have a question.
We're going to go over to the 773 area code. 773 area code. Hello, you are on the air with Dr. Douglas.
Yes, I'm just listening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And we've got Douglas, someone in the 914 area code. It looks like you put a little designation there. Is that a person who's calling or is...
917?
914.
Oh, no, I think
Catherine
they were...
Catherine was from 914. She was from New York earlier.
Okay.
We spoke to her before, actually. We can
all
go
right
back in Chicago, if you'd like to, after this 917.
We've got a 916, and looks like 917. Let's go to the 916 area code. Hello, you are on the air with Dr. Douglas.
Hi, I'm a first-time listener, first-time caller, and I didn't know if you guys are doing readings. Did I read that correctly? I don't know if I'm doing this right.
Well, Marietta is the guest tonight. If you have a question for Marietta, and
licensed clinical practitioner, and so I do spiritual mind treatments. Is my primary source of healing, of revealing, and I can do that over the line, but I would prefer to do that in private with you just because of confidentiality.
Oh, okay.
What's your name and where are you calling from, if you don't mind?
My name is Ray. I'm calling from California. And I don't know if you guys did the psychic medium readings. That was like my first time.
No. Okay. We're not really doing that tonight.
Okay. I apologize.
No, it's okay. Just listen to the show a little further. We're talking about interesting happenings that of this huge organization that Marietta belongs to. They have a lot of centers in California as well.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. You want to contact?
Listen, right?
You can email marietta.l.carter@gmail.com. Okay, if you want something personal.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
thanks
very
for
welcome.
Calling.
Thanks for calling. So we have about 5 or 10 minutes left in the show. Do we have time for one more caller?
Yes, we do. Looks like the 917 area code. We've got someone in the 773. Hello, you're on the air. Are you calling to
Hello?
Talk to Dr. Douglas?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I'm just listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
We apologize. We're having some technical difficulties tonight, so thank you. We have another 917 caller.
Welcome, Chicago. Chicago folks.
Hello, Chicago folks. What's your name?
Yeah.
You're calling from Chicago. You've got a question for our guest from Chicago.
Did I just shut them off?
No. Don't think so.
Okay.
All right. We will go on down to the 773 Area code 773. Hello, you're on the air with Dr. Douglas and Marietta Carter. Do you have a question?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay. We've had a ton of calls tonight come in from all over, and it does look like it, you know, that ability to pre-interview the caller is very important. For all those people listening in the queue, you're very welcome to do so. We're glad that you're here. Again, for people all over the world who will be listening to the show tomorrow in your own time zone, again, the email for Marietta is her name, marietta.l.carter@gmail.com. And the website, Marietta, is?
CSL Nashville, NASHVILLE.org. And if you open up the website, it stands for the Centers for Spiritual Living Nashville, CSLNashville.org. On the home screen, there is a tab that says More. And if you click that more, it will have a drop down to practitioners. You hit practitioners and I will appear. And I would love to talk to anybody who'd like to reach out I will give you a spiritual mind treatment and I'll get in touch with you.
There you go, my friends. Very generous of you, Marietta. Our co-host, yeah. Doug Bentley, is standing by, and I'm going to give him the last word here. Doug's kind of patiently waiting in the background here. Doug Bentley is a retired educator. He's a spiritual minister. His title is Reverend, and he's my good friend and been a co-host of the show for a long, long time now. So, Doug, do you want to jump in here before we get to the end of the show? Do you have a comment?
Thank you
or...
very much. I must say, Mayor, I was very impressed with the counseling and suggestions you made to Michael in Idaho. Thought they were spot on. But it would be fair for me to present a little scenario to you and ask how you would approach this person. This is not anyone that I know. It's just a scenario that I'm just curious to know how you would deal with that. Would that be all right, or would you prefer to have someone in person?
I'm sorry. Let me just tell you the truth. I have a 60-pound puppy who just barked and I was distracted. So could you repeat that?
I was saying did you hear when I said I was very impressed with the counseling that you did for Michael Bidehol?
Right.
And I'm just saying, would it be fair to you if I just presented a little scenario and ask you possibly what you would suggest in such a scenario? I know you would
sure.
have to ask questions to the person. Okay, let's suppose there's a man comes to you and he has just lost his wife and his only child in the car accident and is extremely pressed and considering suicide. This is not anyone that I know, but it is a scenario that sometimes does occur, unfortunately.
Right. And so I think that my first thought would be to go to Source, would be to go and unite with the one that created him and his wife and his daughter, and just to unify with that oneness. And for us, if I was doing it one-on-one, after listening and some talking, some sharing, would be to just to be centered and to be focused on that and to know that we're all from that. And so I would do go into some affirmations when I knew a little bit more particulars about the wonderful life and the beautiful life and the wonderful giving of his wife and the beautifulness of his daughter. And I would know that spirit, the energy of spirit forever lives. Energy never dies. It just transforms into a different way of being. And so I, as much as the physical form and the separation of physical form is, of course, creating much agony and sorrow and grief, and I would recognize and that sorrow, and I would recognize that grief. And yet I would know that there is something that was greater than what he knew of his wife and of his daughter. And I know that it was a tragic event of what led to their deaths. And so that in its own self is a whole other area or such to explore. And so the whole, if they were seconds later or seconds before, and just knowing and just accepting and just trying to understand that everything is as unfair as it may seem at this time, that everything is working in divine right order, and that I'm not sure of what was in his wife's mind. I don't know what was in his daughter's mind. I don't know what was in spirit's mind. I am Marietta here in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm just like he is, trying to figure out and trying to understand the logic and the power of one. But I have to know, and I have to accept that there is just something much more greater than what we know on this life, and that we all are only here for just a smidget of time, and that this smidget of time does pass. And so the lessons that he's learned from, and the lessons and the pain that he's feeling, and just how he can connect with so many more people who may be hurting, and I just commend him for coming forward and seeking help, because I know that just by him connecting with me shows that he loves, he wants help. He's sending out the signal or the SOS, to help me. And so I just embrace him, and I surround him with love, and I surround him with kindness, and I surround him with just knowing that that he is not alone. He's not separate. He's not by himself, that there is this unity. It's more than me. I can make myself available to him, and I would for sure. But there is, and it was to ensure that he feels the essence of the spirit, of this love, of this Christ consciousness, so to speak, and that, and for that, just to accept that and to know that this pain is real, and that everything has its time and everything has its season. And so as he goes through this, at this time, just to turn over any kind of unsettling thoughts, any kind of questions, and with the suicidal, ideations that he may be facing, is to be sure that you connect with a therapist, that you connect with a loving, that we create a plan and a safety plan, so to speak, but. So there's other kind of work that I would do, but I'm ending it, and I'm starting it with a spiritual mind treatment, and I'm ending it with that. And so we are all one with this, and that my heart goes out to him during this, and he's not alone.
That you ended with what I was thinking all along. he needed your confirmation that he was not alone and that this was not the end. He may believe it, but when a spiritual person tells him, it makes him feel so much better. So I agree 100% with everything you said. Wow. Amazing.
You know, I just love this. I just love, I don't even, you know, just, I'm just like sending you hugs right now. So, and I'm sending anybody else with hugs that has and can relate to a story like that, you know?
Well, said, Mary,
that is so true.
I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. It's been an enlightening and wonderful show. You've touched the hearts of many people across the country. The website is CSL Nashville, if I got that right, .org. And the email
dot
is...
.org.
Sorry, .org, right?
CSLNashville.org, right.
Yeah, .org, there we go. Everybody write that down. And the email address again is marietta.l.carter@gmail.com. It's been a pleasure having you on tonight. I want to thank my good friend and co-host Doug Bentley for being patient and getting in at the end of the show, and also for the wonderful job that the show is being produced by Paul Hughes, who is here every week and does the commercials and does such a wonderful job in making this show available, and also to our other co-producer Jack, who's co-producing the Zoom version of this show that will be released in the next day or two. I want to thank our listeners for their participation to make our show what it is, a vibrant, engaging, and thought-provoking forum for ideas and perspectives from around the world. Let's embark on this journey, this spiritual journey together, and see where our curiosity takes us. Thank you, everyone, for those who are listening tonight. And for those who are viewing this on the Zoom stream tonight or tomorrow, and for all those people around the world who are listening to the Global Village Radio Show International. I'm your host and executive producer, Douglas James Cottrell. We'll see you right here next week. Look for the email. Go to the International School of the Prophets.com and put your email in that website. And that'll open up a variety of other services that we have available. So again, thank you, Marietta. You've been a delight. I always find your messages enlightening and full of love. Thank you for being our guest tonight.
Thank you for asking me. Y'all have a good night, okay?
God bless you. Good night, everyone. Take care. See you here next week.
Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindProbe Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell & Associates, Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission. Ooh, la, 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 la. Ooh.